Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Rich, would you like to go first?
I can go first.
Okay, go ahead.
And as you know, fair amount of the time since we've done this segment, we've discovered dumbasses taking selfies.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of been a recurring theme
you
in
like
this
that
segment.
As a topic, yeah.
Well, I mean, the worst example ever was the pilot who crashed his plane while taking a selfie behind the wheel of the plane.
That's a bad one. I like the one who tried to take a selfie with like a king cobra or something like that and wound up getting bit.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Selfies can be dangerous, if not life-threatening.
They can. They're not easy to take, too, if you're not really good at it. My kids rag on me all the time about how horrible I am at taking selfies.
Well, this one wasn't life-threatening, but it probably goes on the short list of dumbass selfie attempts. Because about 2 weeks ago, at an art gallery in Los Angeles named the 14th Factory Gallery, there was an exhibit displaying the Hypercane exhibition by Hong Kong artist Simon Birch and international collaborators. And there was an accident. It wasn't reported until just this week because the security camera that recorded the accident, someone posted the video on YouTube claiming to be a friend of the artist. And if you watch the video, it's only about 30 seconds. It's a room filled with artwork. Each of the pieces of art is somewhat small and sits on top of a column. The columns are arranged in rows. So there's about four rows of about eight columns.
Okay.
And on top of each column is a piece of artwork. And I start watching the surveillance video, and there's a woman in the middle of all of this holding her phone up, taking a selfie. I see this flash, and I'm thinking, okay, this is it. You know, maybe she blinded herself with the flash or something. Only she takes the selfie and then grabs the camera and walks away. So I had to view it twice, and at the other end of the room, a woman apparently crouches down behind one of the columns to take a selfie. I don't know why she chose that angle, but you ever sometimes kind of crouch down and sort of lose your balance as you're kind of balancing yourself on the balls of your feet?
Yeah.
Lose your balance?
Right.
She lost her balance.
Oh, no.
She hit a column.
Oh.
It hit the next column.
Oh, like dominoes.
Domino all the way, baby.
Oh.
Like eight or nine columns go down. A curator or someone that works for the gallery comes in and just freaks out.
Well, yeah.
Turns out three sculptures were permanently damaged. Others incurred varying degrees of damage. The total cost of the damage estimated at $200,000.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The gallery did not say whether the damage was covered by insurance. My question would be, is the dumbass selfie taker liable for any of that damage?
Yeah.
But with all due respect, selfies, man.
$200,000.
Yeah, we need to eliminate selfies from society.
No,
we need to make selfies illegal.
Illegal in certain situations. You know what I mean? Like texting and driving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're allowed to text out there in society, just not while you're behind the wheel. Maybe if you're near a piece of art or that's worth a few hundred G's, you're not allowed. There should be a no selfie zone.
I'm with you. Because we've had the pilot who crashed his plane. Yeah. He died.
Yeah.
The guy who got too close to the train.
Yeah.
He died. We had the guy who fell off the cliff.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah. I see. Here's the thing, Rich. I'm okay with people taking selfies where the only person who stands to get hurt is them.
Thinning of the herd.
Yeah. This is called Darwinism. This is how we weed out the idiots. Is we let them go take selfies next to cliffs or trains or snakes. The pilot it's egregious because there's people on the plane.
Yeah.
Potentially. And this is obviously, you're damaging somebody else's property. But if someone's take a selfie next to a cliff and they fall into the valley, I have no sympathy for them.
Well, and with all due respect, 14th Factory Gallery, If you've got an exhibit, apparently worth millions, if just, you know, a third of it damaged costs $200,000.
Drape a velvet rope around that thing, man.
Why are you letting people mingle through this exhibit?
It's a bad plan. It's a bad plan. It's a bad process. It's a bad system. All right.
What do you have?
It's bad. Well, not bad hombres. They're just...
Well, it's an all-encompassing
term. Bad process, bad system,
I'm with
bad
B-Mac.
Plan.
I'm with B-Mac. Bad hombres can be applied to a number of situations.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, quick aside, the Maloofs own the Kings, a big chunk of the Kings, 65% of the team they own from 98 to 2013. During that time, they were the owners of the Fiesta Rancho Hotel and Casino in North Vegas. And they sold that in 2000 for $185 million, and they reinvested it in the creation of the Palms Casino Resort. So they were the owner of the Palms Casino Resort.
This shouldn't be an issue.
That was with Stern, who was not nearly as gamble-friendly as Silver is. So if Tillman Fertitta is saying publicly to Mark Berman that, hey, I've got an interest in the Houston Rockets, he ain't doing that with the idea that he's got to cut through all kinds of red tape and make a decision on divesting himself of a business that, quite frankly, he's become the face of, sort of one of the faces, I think, of that gaming, hotel, tourism industry. He's one of the big names in that
industry.
One
of the most high-profile casino owners out there, no question about it. So with all due respect, I'm actually amazed to hear that Stern allowed that.
And hundreds of restaurants as well, obviously, well, that he's the owner of, too, that are successful. So my story is a very brief story. Rich, where do you come out on, and I don't know who these people are that I'm about to call a dumbass. I'm only looking at a video of the two of them. When you guys had Katie, revealing the gender of the baby was not nearly the event that it was today.
Well, there were no gender reveal parties.
Same thing with my three kids.
I've been to two of those already.
Yeah.
But there were no gender reveal events.
Yeah.
But it was certainly an option in 1988 to know whether or not you were having a boy or a girl.
Did you guys find out?
No, we didn't want to know.
Okay. See, we did only because it was twins, and if you go double in on all pink... And it's all blue and all the decor in the room and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we found out we had one of each, and it's like, oh man, now we got to decorate. And we actually didn't decorate two rooms for the first like 3 years they were alive. They shared a room together, the two of them, of course, because we had another one like 16 months later. But this gender reveal thing has become a very, very big deal.
Oh yeah.
Where there are parties, which I don't have a problem with, as long as people aren't expecting gifts. If that's just another opportunity for people to load up on baby gifts.
No, there's no gifts at a gender reveal.
I hope not. If it's just a reason to get together and drink, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But now the thing is, what people have wanted to do is make the reveal of their baby a viral sort of thing. You know, take a video.
Yeah, well, they take a video and
hitting
a
golf ball. And I said, a friend of mine, Peter Burns, who works for the SEC Network, we've had on this show before. He and his wife are having their first baby. He's a big golfer.
Okay.
So they put a golf ball down, an exploding golf ball on a tee. He went out to the first tee of a really nice course.
I think it was Pebble Beach.
Was it Pebble Beach? Okay.
Ooh.
And he swung and he hit it, and the thing exploded into this big cloud of pink dust. We're having a girl.
Do you know that I once successfully pulled off the exploding golf ball trick on a golfing buddy?
You did? Okay, we can't get too sidetracked.
No, I know, but I said, you got to try this ball, man. It's amazing.
Oh,
you know,
and
new technology. This really flies. Yeah. Hit this thing. He came away from the tee box covered in white powder.
Oh, that's... Yeah, you're a bad hombre. Anyways, so back to this couple that I'm about to talk about. So we've talked about the golf ball. Well, this one, I want you to picture a pregnant woman in a driveway holding what looks to be a baseball or a softball in her hand. And her husband is standing about 10 feet in front of her. And she's going to lob a pitch to him.
Okay.
He's going to swing and hit it. And the ball's going to explode, revealing the
dust. In either pink or blue powder?
In either pink or blue powder.
Okay.
Revealing the dust.
That sounds really lame, but go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I want you to listen. And all I'm going to say is, when she throws the ball... Well,
does she throw like a girl?
All she's doing is an underhand toss like 10 feet.
Okay.
You're going to hear glass break, and it's not hitting the bat. It's hitting the ground. Take a listen.
You're going to be okay? I'm a little worried she's going to get hit.
No. That plastic will break, right?
I hope so. If not, we're going to...
I'm swinging extra hard.
Sorry, plastic.
Ready?
One.
All right, let's go.
See your skills.
Okay.
It's a little heavier than I thought.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm throwing it at my chest.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You turn down, B-Mac. Here's what happened.
So she brushed him back?
He took the pitch.
Hey, good job, Morgan Innsbruck. Pick the bat off your shoulder.
She didn't put it like right where he wanted it.
He wanted to take a pitch and see what she had.
Rich, you want to see it, Rich? I got the video right here. Here's the video of it. It wasn't a bad, it was definitely a hittable pitch in the zone. And let's face it, when you've only get one of these, because it exploded as soon as it hit the ground. It was about to explode as it hit the ground. Here, looks. Here she goes.
I'm looking.
Underhand pitch. He's got a nice little... This guy looks like he knows what he's doing with the bat, which may be his downfall. Like, he thinks he needs... Like, that's a perfectly hittable...
That's totally on him.
A perfectly hittable pitch.
In that situation, you got to be Vlad Guerrero. You got to swing at everything.
At anything in the zone. All they're asking you to do is for the bat... You don't have to make good contact. You just have to make contact. Anyways,
jeez.
They're having a girl.
I guess he honored the take sign.
Yeah, they're having a girl. But yeah, all due respect, it ain't 3-0, buddy. Yeah,
wow.
You know, you can go ahead and swing at that pitch. You don't need to take on a gender reveal.
I've had great success in this league playing football.
Wow.
Can I just tell you, I like that any athletic endeavor that involves complete and utter failure, that's become our go-to soundbite. Brock.
I've had great success in this league playing football.
That had nothing to do with football or professional sports.
Brock seems like the guy that would take that pitch.
He would. Brock would. And then he'd skip away because he thought he saw a snake.
Totally on him.
On him, right? Yeah. Okay. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.